never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or store it on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Jess Rowe, whose novel, Your Face and Mine, was critically acclaimed and placed on several must-read lists when it was published earlier this year. Jess Rowe, welcome.
Thank you.
So there's no secrets here. The first question, first and only big question we ask is, what are you reading?
Well, I'm reading two books, both coincidentally published by the same wonderful press, Grey Wolf Press. The first is Claudia Rankine's Citizen, which is a collection of poems. They're prose poems, or you could even call them short essays or lyric essays. And the second book is a very substantial novel by Jeffrey Renard Allen called Song of the Shank. These are both books that were published in 2014.
And like your novel, Your Face and Mine, Claudia Rankine's book deals with race. And what dimensions of that subject does she take up?
Well, what Claudia does in all of her work, and in some ways Citizen is a book that picks up very much on her last book, which was published 10 years ago. It's incredible to me that that much time has changed. Her last book was called Don't Let Me Be Lonely, and it was a collection of these sort of micro essays and poems about her experience as a woman of Jamaican origin, a black woman living in America after September 11th and in the midst of the war on terror, about paranoia, about television, about identity. And Citizen, in some ways, picks up where that book left off and asks a very large question. I have not finished this book yet, but I've had the experience of it, I would say. It asks very large questions about what does it mean to be a citizen in the post-9/11 world, in the surveillance world. And also, very specifically, she addresses issues of silence in the literary world about race. And a lot of the pieces in this book very directly deal with her experience as a black woman writer contesting the depictions of black people by a prominent white poet. She had a very public disagreement, which sparked a sort of large controversy when she critiqued a poem by Tony Hoagland, which she felt contained some rather unapologetic racist elements. It's a book that's polemical, and it's a book that's very personal. It's really, this kind of book that's kind of poetry and kind of prose is really like no other book you'll encounter, and it's really worth taking a look at Claudia Rankine's work for the first time if you haven't encountered it before.
And sorry we don't have any more time to talk about Jeffrey Allen's Song of the Shank, but evidently it's about a 19th century slave who was also a musical genius, so this is a historic novel.
Yeah, that about sounds, Blind Tom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sounds very interesting. Well, Jess Rowe, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jess Rowe, he's recommending Citizen by Claudia Rankine. It's a collection of essays, images, and poetry, as well as Song of the Shank, a novel by Jeffrey Allen. Jess Rowe's latest novel is called Your Face and Mine. It's a fascinating story about racial reassignment surgery set right here in Baltimore. We've got a link to more information on our website, wypr.org/What Are You Reading? You can hear our What Are You Reading conversations online and on the last Friday of the month during All Things Considered. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.